be a philosopher without knowing Plato and Aristotle, right? So even though Thomas himself says they're the philosophy principi, the chief philosophers, so even though he calls Aristotle the philosopher, right? Puts him above Plato when they disagree, he nevertheless calls them together the chief philosophers. Mm. Now to the second one who's saying, hey, we got enough causes, why are you bringing more superfluous causes in? It says that, and nature is one of those causes, but since nature acts were determined in, from the direction of some superior agent, it is necessary that those things which come to be from nature are also led back to God as to the first cause. That goes back to the fifth argument for the existence of God. Right? Similarly, those things which happen from what? Choice, intention, what's proposed. It's necessary to reduce them to some higher cause, which is not the reason and will of man, because these are what? Mutable and defectible. But it's necessary that all things changeable and all things able to fail to be reduced to some beginning that is unchangeable and to itself necessary. It has been shown in the arguments for God. Now sometimes Thomas, when he's talking about this, he'll go back to what Aristotle did, right? And Aristotle in Demon Ethics explicitly says that, that the beginning of our thinking and willing is from God, not from us. And it's a very good reason for saying it, right? There's kind of an argument for the unmoved mover, like he's hinting at here, not only from motion in an actual world, right? But from what? Our
understanding.
Yeah, will, yeah. I mean, I can will to understand, right? And I can understand to will, but is that the way? Before every understanding, there's a willing, and every willing, an understanding? They have the same infinite regress problem. So the beginning of us comes from the outside Aristotle. So it's kind of an argument for the existence of God from our very understanding of will. Wake up in the morning, right, with a good thought to start the day, Did I will to have that good thought? Or even to think that thought?
Maybe you did in your sleep and you just didn't.
I think I had something frustrating in my sleep last night. I was trying to fill out some stupid form for the government. and something was wrong and I had some stupid problem with the thing. So, it's time to stop, and next time we can start to study the substance of God, right?